Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Black Law and Legalize, where we specialize in going MIA for a couple of weeks, because see what had happened was, my name is Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show, all platforms at Black Law Podcast.
Like, really? Who went MIA?
Psh, man, we've been gone for some weeks.
Damn, that long? Well, you know, I did go on vacation.
Yeah, so why don't you tell the people who haven't heard from you in weeks who you are?
Oh, wait, they know who I am? Hell, they hear my voice. There's only one voice of sanity on this show, and that would be me, Just Ann. And you can follow me at I Tell Legal Lies on Twitter.
So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all. What had happened was, quick little story here. And told us the last minute that she was going to Africa, and we didn't have an opportunity to record a episode prior to. I think I have an intruder in my home as well. So while she was in Africa, she was like, oh yeah, just hit me up on the Africa celly because we can record a mobile type of situation, international.
But you never call me. So
well,
you,
I'm getting
telling
to it.
This story.
So what had happened was, went to sleep one night and we had a tropical storm. And tropical storms, you know, they soft. They like some little bitches. Tropical storm out in the Gulf. Woke up the next day and it's like, hey, yo, lock everything down. Y'all should have really evacuated and got the fuck out of here because this bitch almost a category 3. And I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on here? So, with that being said, New Orleans took a direct hit. I don't think you can get any more direct than we got, and that's with Hurricane Zeta. Category 2, almost Category 3, and the damage was, like, you don't want to be in a Category 2 bordering a Category 3 storm. Lost power for 7 days, a lot of wind damage.
And all kinds of shit. Tell the roof off the mother sucker that happened to my house.
Yeah. And then she threw some shit through the window and was like, new window, new windows. Yeah, man. And you saw the maintenance dude. Did he show you the pictures how his carport got snatched off the side of his house?
Yes, absolutely.
And
flew over his house. Part of it flew over his house. Part of it hit the church that's next door to him. And he says that the church wants some money. The church is like, you damaged our shit. Give us some bread.
Shit. That shit was here when I found it. It was like this when I found it. So I say all that to say, Ann was in Africa. I didn't have power or internet or even cell service. And my bad to Robin Slim, because I was supposed to be on their show. Didn't have any services. Man, I ain't have no services for a set. Well, I got my cell back over the weekend, but no power for 7 days. And I strongly encourage anybody out here who's a homeowner or rents a home anywhere to own a generator, because you never know when your power is going to go out for an extended period of time. Man, that bitch saved my life. Powered my refrigerator, powered my TV, a couple of lights. Man, I hooked a washing machine up to it at one point. I tried to hook the microwave, but my microwave killed it. Then I took the carburetor apart because it was sputtering. And then when I put it back together, gas was shooting all over the place and killing my situation. So that's why we have been MIA. But today, wanted to kind of reach out and see what Ann thought with the current election situation. Because I tell you, I went to bed last night defeated. Like, fuck, this feels like 2016 all over again.
Actually, I disagree in that way, because as I said, at some point in the night, it was close to about 8:30-ish, I shut everything down. I literally turned off my phone, I turned off my iPad, I turned off the TV. There was no way any information could get through to me. Unless they were sending that shit via home and pigeon. And even then, it couldn't get to me, because I remember 2016, when I went to bed, Clinton was leading. And I went to bed and woke up and was like, I must be in the Twilight Zone, because when I woke up, turned the TV on, it said Donald Trump was the president. And I went back to sleep thinking that I was dreaming and woke up again to that being my reality. When I went to sleep last night, Biden was in good shape. So you were up longer than I was. So man, y'all saw like Biden lose his lead, right?
Much like that hurricane that you say you drove through.
I drove through the hurricane. I have 11 other people who will attest to that.
This ain't no jury of 12. Man, what the hell type of stuff is that, man? We took the worst of it. We watched conditions go from favorable to, yo, what the fuck is going on? And I'm telling you, y'all, I took control of the situation. I said, hey, get the fuck away from here, hurricane, on that meth. So, in 16, we watched it. I want to say, I can't even lie. I think every presidential election, I want to say we follow it really closely on the news. This year, I said, I'm not going to do it because we already knew. And, you know, we did a couple episodes about voting. We talked with Paul, mm-hmm. too, who mm-hmm. basically relayed and echoed the same thing we've been saying, which is Trump is going to try to steal this election. So I did not want to see it. But guess what, y'all?
Which is what he's doing now. Well, he's trying to do. Basically. Absolutely. But what he is actually doing is unknitting the fabric with which our democracy is sewn, is basically what he's doing. He is literally like right before we got on air, I heard that his campaign had filed suit in Georgia. So
Georgia, too.
Yes.
For the people listening, we are recording this on November 4th, the day after the election, and it's about 7 p.m., just in case any information changes afterwards.
Right. By my count, that is Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and now Georgia, that they have...
He did Wisconsin, too? He showed enough. He did that earlier today, yeah.
Yeah, like Pennsylvania, they did well ahead of the election. Because, and I believe North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken,
North Carolina.
Yeah, like, no, they did the same thing in North Carolina that they did in Pennsylvania. You know, the early lawsuits were focused, or let me say, are focused on suppressing the vote. They literally want to throw out any ballots that came in after Election Day. So anything that came in after November the 3rd, they want it to be thrown out. So,
but they didn't want them bitches to find the 300,000. The judge ordered the post office to locate and deliver the 300,000 ballots that they had. And the post office just blew that shit off like, psh, make me.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's crazy, but so this is the crazy thing about that Pennsylvania lawsuit, and this is why this shit is going to get real sticky if the Supreme Court does what it is trying to do, which some members of the Supreme Court have alluded to, namely, specifically, I know one for sure, Alito has alluded to this. So in Pennsylvania, what the Republican, not it's not him necessarily, the Republican Party. What the Republican Party did was, it's like the Republican Party and several other people, what they did is appeal a ruling of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that is allowing the state of Pennsylvania to count ballots that arrive 3 days. So anything that arrives by the 7th can be counted in the state of Pennsylvania. And that is something that election officials did. They extended the time because of the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Supreme Court, you know, there were challenges when that extension happened. Supreme Court of Pennsylvania says, this is okay because Pennsylvania has a clause, like many states, have a clause in their state constitution called the Free and Equal Clause, as far as elections are concerned. And that basically means that no interference, there should be no interference from, and I quote, power, civil or military, permitted to prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage, which is the vote. So the right to vote. And because of that,
man, we've been suffering.
The Supreme Court used that clause as justification to extend the ballot deadline for mail-in voting. Well, Republican Party said, fuck that. We taking this to the Supreme Court. So they appealed to the Supreme Court. Now, what the Supreme Court did was they punted. They kicked it. They did not say that they were going to hear the case. What they said was, let these ballots come in. And after the election, holler back at us. And so what Pennsylvania is doing is, anything that arrives after Election Day, they are basically, they're counting those votes, but they are segregating them. So that, because they know that this legal challenge is coming. So what's interesting, though, like I said, Samuel Alito said something prior to that basically gives you a clue into how the Supreme Court, if they say that those votes cannot be counted, how they're going to justify doing it. So
hold on, let me take a legal stab at this right quick. So,
all right,
in order to justify the ballots in Pennsylvania not being counted, the Supreme Court is going to say that federal election guidelines require that the number of ballots accepted and counted has to be done on November 3rd because we start running the risk of fraud, voter fraud, anytime after that, because we can look at where the rest of the country is and be like, okay, so Biden needs this many votes. Trump needs this many. Let's push it for one or the other. That's what they're going to do.
No, but you tried. You sounded very legal and you sounded very Trumpish. You know, you said some shit.
And
because
shit,
you
man.
said it, you believe it to be true. And some people might think that you're actually telling the truth.
I'm always telling the truth as I know it. But the federal government, how can they interfere with state and so the Supreme Court, federal government entity?
Well, this is the thing. There is no federal election guidelines as you think.
Correct.
About like what you just said.
It's up to the states.
Every state, right. And who it is up to is the state legislature. So that is how they're going to justify this. If they decide to hear the case, this is like I said, how Samuel Alito alluded to it. This is how they're going to justify it. So there's this doctrine out there called independent state legislature doctrine. And basically what this doctrine says is that the duty to decide election rules is held by state legislatures and state legislatures alone. So nobody else, and that means not a governor, not a state court, not an election official, can alter them in any way.
But they've been altered because of the pandemic.
Correct. So, and they've not been altered by the state legislature. So the court has, you know, courts have altered them by ruling that things that have been put in place by election officials, i.e. state secretaries of state and others, basically what they're saying is under this independent state legislature doctrine, these people were unable to do this. So if if we follow that logic, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania is saying that they can count past 3 days or up to the 3 days past election date, that's a no-go because that is not something that the state legislature ruled.
Wouldn't the same apply to every other state then? Like, say, I think Wisconsin was one of them, too.
That is correct. That is 100% correct. That is right.
Hmm.
So if you follow that logic, if you allow that to play out, then anybody other than a state legislature that made a rule to help people vote during the pandemic, that could be challenged. And if it's challenged all the way to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court uses this logic, which is like this, it's a very obscure doctrine. If they use it, then all that shit gets kicked out. So every vote that came in after November the 3rd gets kicked out.
See, in this election, though, that wouldn't necessarily matter if. As we stand right now, because I mean,
hell yeah, it would matter. Stranger things.
Well, let me tell you, because right now, Biden is slated by the end of the night to take this thing home. So if he does that, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, because the reason why he is winning in the states, these contested states, is because of mail-in ballots.
Right, but not mail-in ballots that were received after election day.
How do you know when they were received?
Because they were counting them as of last night into today. So, I mean, they weren't received today.
How do you know when they were received?
Because the USPS left 300,000 of them in one of their warehouses and they got ordered.
They are still receiving ballots. Like Georgia's commissioner came out, I think it was the commissioner or it was their secretary of state, one of them came out. They are still getting mail-in ballots from soldiers. So it's like,
telling men and women of our armed services that, sorry, your vote don't count.
Correct. That is, man,
and this shit was a sham from the beginning, which is why almost everybody I know with some sense said, do not mail in vote. Do not put your vote in the show up in person and vote like any other election. Because, yo, if the dude can steal it through legal and procedural things, he's going to. So show up, vote, because y'all going out to restaurants, y'all going out to eat. People like Ann going to Africa. So if you can go to Africa, you can go to a voting booth. But
what's crazy is, so this is why it's scary. This is why you right now do not want these cases to reach the Supreme Court. But Trump is lodging all of these lawsuits to get it there. Because by my count, at least four of the justices are buying in to that whole independent state legislature doctrine. So because they said it.
I know Kavanaugh said something.
Because they said it. So they are going to flip this whole thing.
But if
they do, it's already, the thing is, the writing is really already on the wall, because that right there was used in Minnesota. That doctrine was used in Minnesota to segregate some mail-in ballots.
Man.
So
I'm gloom and doom. Like I said, join team gloom and doom. If something bad can happen, it will. And if Florida can be Florida, Florida going Florida. Mm-hmm. That's what it do.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that Biden, let's exclude any mail-in ballots that were received after November 3rd, right? I still think he got the votes to do this, because Arizona, we just waiting. Did they make their announcement, or are we still waiting on that?
I believe we're still waiting.
Michigan and all them people showing up to Michigan trying to be official count watchers. Like, man, go sit y'all asses down. So I think he has the votes regardless. But, man, you never know, which is why nobody should have mailed their damn vote in. Unless you're like 90, 100 years old, nobody should have mailed their vote in. So
that is what the push was, though. It was, okay, if you don't feel safe going to the polls because of this pandemic, mail your vote in. But it wasn't until the Trump camp saw how many people, do you know how many people mail-in voted? Do you know how many people did that?
Well, no, I know how many people early voted, which included some mail-in. It was like 86 million people.
It was almost 100 million people between early voting in person and mail-in voting.
Right.
It was a ridiculous turnout. And in spite of this ridiculous turnout, it is still this close. You know what that tells me?
That America is 100% who we thought America was.
Exactly.
Racist,
right.
Mean-spirited, just full of hate. And some dude, I got to find it. I think it was on maybe CNN, one of these news stations. But the dude was like, yo, everyone want to blame Trump for all this racism and all these white supremacy groups. That's just untrue. What Trump is, is he's a symptom of America. We are sick. We're full of hate and anger. And so we manifested Trump, basically, because Trump is a very clear representative of what America is. So,
we've allowed, all he has done is mobilize the worst of us. And I mean, we've said it on this program before. I know I said it all the time. This is something that is rooted in the DNA of America. And all Trump did was extract that DNA, and he paraded it. He just like, hello, here it is. Because once again, he said the shit that people wanted to say. So it was like, yeah,
man.
Now we can finally say this. Yeah.
The lawsuit in Michigan, that one is different than the one in Pennsylvania and I guess the one in Georgia, because what they're claiming is no access.
They want to stop the count. So wait, so this is your people, and this is how stupid your president is. So this is what he says. Like, his statement is, I think he said this last night, right? And I wrote this down because I started laughing. It's like, I just can't believe his ignorance. It's just still...
We're going to call it willful ignorance.
Right. 4 years of this foolishness, and this is what he says. He says, we'll be going to the Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. Guess what? All voting stopped on November the 3rd. We're doing now is counting votes. But how ignorant are you when you want the vote to stop in the places, or you want the count, I apologize, to stop in places where Joe Biden is gaining votes, but you want the count to continue in places where you are gaining votes. Same scenario, but it's like, if I can win by counting them, keep counting. But if I can lose,
they make it secret. They they're hypocritical. Absolutely. They're openly hypocritical. And that's what shocked me with the whole Senate thing, because I ain't gonna lie, I expected Trump to put up decent numbers, maybe even win. Don't want to speak that into existence, but I expected that blue wave.
You expected the flip in the Senate.
Right. But and I expected three to four seats is what I expected. And I'm looking at Lindsey Graham begging. You seen him?
No,
he was on every
program.
He was begging people for money. He looked like a little bitch out there. Please. They was like, okay, Lindsay, that's all the time we got. Please, please go to my website. Please give me money. Jamie, he just raised so much money. I need money.
$200 million. Like, the Democrats put so much money into this race for what? Trump was cash strapped, and still
all of them were.
The race was this close. And instead of gaining, we lost seats
in the house. Yeah. And that surprised me too, because I'm looking and I just looking at the numbers and even looking at the popular vote where we stand right now, Biden is up by almost 6 million popular mm-hmm. vote. Mm-hmm. So if you're up by that much, how the fuck? I mean, I know it goes by district, but how the fuck are they pulling seats from the House and keeping the incumbents keeping their seats? That's fucking wild.
Once again, that just goes to show you, that really just goes to show you how undercover America is in their racism and their deceitfulness. It's like that, you know, that I say it all the time, the silent majority. Like polling, I never listened to polls. After what happened in 2016, polls mean shit to me. And the reason why they do is because there is a large contingency of people who will not tell you that they're a Donald Trump supporter, but are 100% Donald Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm. Just like the Kanye West supporters, too.
Correct. So the thing in Michigan, you're right, it's totally different. Like in North Carolina and in Pennsylvania, those lawsuits have to do with mail-in ballots and extensions of time in receiving those ballots, therefore making them valid. The Michigan thing, he is trying to, and is in Michigan and one other place, I can't remember where, what he wants to do is stop the counting because they say that they don't have access, that they access have not been watch. Able to, right, to observe the actual taking them out of the envelopes and the actual process of counting these mail-in ballots. So because they have not been given access, they needed to stop because there are irregularities. That's what they said in Wisconsin, that he is demanding an immediate recount in Wisconsin.
And he can't do that because he's not even within the the margin.
Well,
don't you have to be within like a 1% margin?
In Wisconsin, let me get it because I printed out some information about recounts because once again, there's such a hodgepodge. Each state is different as far as
I want to say is you either got to be within 10,000 or within 1 point.
I know some of them is like 0.1%. So Wisconsin, as far as a recount is concerned, so a recount is the only recourse for a losing candidate in a federal election. So go Wisconsin. You can't contest the election results as you can in other states. So recount is the only thing that you can do and generally stand absent. Okay, so a candidate can petition election officials for a recount if he or she is behind the leading candidate by 1 percentage point or less and believes that an mm-hmm. error or fraud has infected the vote count. So he has to actually pay for the recount.
See, what's crazy too is you don't even have to, if I'm not mistaken, because I kind of looked into this a little bit. I've been following closely, even though at the top of the show, I said I wasn't going to do it. I'm a turn away, man. It was like, you ever seen the scary movies when you got one eye open and you like,
yep, you got to look. Man,
I'm watching it. But I want to say you have to provide some sort of evidence to substantiate your claim of fraud. And well, not as of now, he hasn't.
According to this, as far as the recount, you just have to be behind by the 1 percentage point or less.
Which state? I think I'm thinking of Michigan.
They have some where you actually have to have people. You have to have people provide affidavits. So let me hit the highlights for the recounts. For we know the battleground states, so like Pennsylvania, we know that there is that lawsuit. But in order to, you can contest an election in Pennsylvania, but you have to have 100 or more voters file a petition in the state court. You got to do that within 20 days. And five of them have to submit affidavits that allege that they had reason to believe that the election was illegal and the return thereof was not correct, right? Mm-hmm. So in Pennsylvania, you can't contest the election. 20 days, 100 voters, 20 of which that has to provide affidavits. So in Pennsylvania, that's an automatic recount if it's within half a percentage point margin, automatic. So other than that, the voters can petition. Voters can petition. Three of them have to file affidavits attesting to an error. That can be appealed to the state court. Or you can go directly to state court, and that requires three voters from a given precinct to file a petition based on reliable information that fraud or error occurred affecting the tabulation, right?
There ain't no damn fraud or error or no evidence. Right.
Well, if he can find three people to do it, that's a recount. If he can find 100 voters, which I'm more than sure he can, and he can find 100 voters, he can contest the election result.
Yo, Pennsylvania's court, right? Mm-hmm. That allowed the votes to come in up to
that's
3 days.
Supreme Court. So their Supreme Court did that.
What is their party affiliation?
The makeup? I don't know the makeup. I know. But
you would think that they wouldn't do this.
Wait, which state? Oh, that was Texas.
Man,
in Texas, because they actually filed a lawsuit for that $120,000.
Yeah, in Harris County.
Right, but the Texas Supreme Court that actually said that you stupid, y'all should have never filed this, 100% Republican. And then they took it to federal court and the judge
lost.
Right, that judge was Republican as well.
So what I'm thinking
is, there are some people that have sense.
I'm thinking, why would Pennsylvania, knowing that you have the independent state voter doctrine on the books, why the court would change the election rules, knowing that this was on the book, knowing that it could possibly be used in the future? Because from my perspective, more or less playing offense and playing defense. So if I'm going to go on the offense, I got to make sure my defense is tight. Now, that the simple sports analogy, if I'm going to go on offense, I got to make sure my defense is good. Why would I do some stupid shit that leaves me open?
The thing is, it's not that the Supreme Court changed the rules. They upheld the rule change. There's a difference. They didn't do it. They upheld
the state court rule change.
The state Supreme Court upheld a rule change. They did not change the rule.
Who changed it then?
It was the election officials.
So why would they do it then?
Because they can. Because they're independent. See, that's the thing. People, state governments have been promulgating rules, election rules, for centuries. Now you have this crazy person in office who wants to be a supreme leader, who wants to be, who basically wants to be a Kim Jong-un or a Vladimir Putin, and he's using everything within the legal powers to pull that off. So, you know for a fact that states are independent. It's what we are. Even though we're United States of America, states have autonomy for the most part. And one of the sectors where autonomy reigns is in their elections. So it's like, I'm a state. I can do pretty much what I want. Now, that's not to say that people won't challenge it, which they have. But yeah.
Man, all I know, Pennsylvania, all these mail-in ballots, they should have voted in person. And in my mind, I can't speak to why so many people other than the Democrats pushing this whole mail-in vote thing, which they shouldn't have been doing. They should have been pushing in person. I can say I would think that most of the people that did this had nothing to do with COVID whatsoever. It was more convenience instead of it being COVID. So if I see these lines, especially early voting, I see these lines, I don't want to stand in these lines. In my mind, election day is going to be even worse than that. So fuck it. Let me just fill out a mail-in ballot and send the shit in because it's easier for me. I think that's why most people did these mail-in ballots, because I can't think of any other reason, because most people are out and about. They're going to work. They're doing kids going to school, people doing all kinds. There can't be 100 million people that haven't been out and about that are sitting here talking about I'm doing this because of COVID. Ain't no.
No, you're right. You're right. But think about it. I am going out. There are a lot of people that are going out, but they're not. But, you know, there are not a lot of people, even people that I know, that are going out and standing around other people for 8 or 9 hours at a time, unless you're still working. Right. And then you're not standing around a couple of people for that period of time, you know, for that lengthy period of time. So a lot of people they did not want to have to stand in a line for 8 hours, because most people saw the writing on the wall. They knew, okay, because of COVID, there were going to be less election places, polling places available. We saw that happening all over the place. People were consolidating, you know, and we saw people standing in line for 8, 9, and 10 hours at a time, bringing lunches because they were going to be in these places for these extended period of time. People didn't want to do that. It was because of COVID, though, because had COVID not been here, had we not been in the midst of this pandemic, it would have been voting as usual, right? People would have went to their polling place on the day of the election, maybe waited 10 minutes, if that, because I never even, like, I go to my polling place, while pre-pandemic took me 6 minutes from the time I parked my car to the time I walked in the door to the time I cast my ballot. Took me 6 minutes.
It took me about, prior to COVID, I say 15 minutes, give or take. Yeah, give or take 15.
So listen, 15 minutes and 6 minutes compared to 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours.
See,
didn't want to do that.
Yo, what's crazy too is when I went to early vote, right? I saw the lines, and every time, you saw how many times I tried to go early vote. I want to say it was 4 times before I was able to finally vote. The line was like 2-3 hours long, right? So finally, I'm like, fuck it. I'm standing in this line and whatever. So I didn't realize that they were taking, I think it was 10 to 14 people in at one time into the building, lining them up with another 10. So the line was moving way faster than you would have expected. Get to the top of the stairs, waiting in line. And I hear one of the sheriff's deputies talking to another voter. And they're like, the voter was like, man, I didn't expect this line to move this fast. I thought I was going to be out here for 4 hours. He's like, well, don't tell anybody, because, you know, what we do is we tell everyone to bring snacks, bring a lunch, bring something to drink, because they're going to be out here for hours. And start laughing. So I'm like, they were trying to discourage people from voting, which is, again, the Republicans' game plan. It's not try to win votes. It's try to prevent other people from voting.
Right. Disenfranchisement. So let me just run down the lawsuits that we know again. So we know Pennsylvania, and we know that is one, the mail-in voting and the extension. And let me correct myself. I went back and I was, as you were speaking, I was trying to look. So I think it was the length of time was something that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania instituted, like the length of time. The election officials wanted an extension. I don't know if they actually said how long, but the Supreme Court is the one that said, okay, you got 3 days. But
So I was right, y'all. That's what that means.
So nah. So Pennsylvania, Trump's team is also filing a lawsuit to halt the count. So not only do they want to throw out the ones who came in after Election Day, they now want to halt the count for a lack of transparency, is what they said. So that's a throw out the votes that came in after.
Stop the, counting.
And stop counting. That's Pennsylvania. In Michigan, it's a halt the count because they haven't had access to observe the mail-in count, right? So,
which is
in
bullshit.
Correct. Wisconsin, it is an immediate recount because there were irregularities. Thing is, they've never said what those irregularities were, and they've never given any proof of irregularity. In Georgia, there is the newest, that's the newest one. They're saying that mail-in ballots, some of the mail-in ballots should not be counted because they were received late. Like Georgia had a deadline. It was 7 p.m. on some day. And apparently, according to Trump, mail-in ballots that were received after that deadline are now being counted. So that's what that lawsuit is about. Of course, we have the North Carolina lawsuit. That's also about extension of time to receive mail-in ballots. We go see how these things go play out. Like I said, I hate that it has come to this. It is definitely an attack on our democracy. It's amazing to me, though, and I shouldn't be amazed, that because Donald Trump is such a narcissist, he cannot see outside of himself and how something benefits him. He cannot see, though, what he is actually doing to America. How
well, in order to see it, you would have to care. He doesn't care.
That's the thing. Because he's a classic narcissist. If it's not in his best interest, he doesn't see it. If it's outside the realm of him, he doesn't see it. And that's how you know 100% this man does not give a damn about anybody except himself. And the people that follow him like a bunch of lemmings, I don't understand. That's why I said what I said to you about stop being an optimistic pessimist. Because I don't know, I just have to take optimism out of this thing because I expect people to actually think for themselves.
Wait, hold on. Let's get biblical right quick, all right? Let's get biblical. The Bible specifically, now, America, I'm talking to you. The Bible specifically says, do not trust man. Bible says it. So it has to be real.
Wait, really?
Because I say that because everyone keeps talking about how they have faith in God and faith in the system and faith in democracy. You can have all the faith in all of those things. That's great. But we're not working with God right here. We're working with people. We need to have faith in people.
If you are a believer, then in spite of all of this, God is still in control. You know, we're not going to have
we're still waiting on people.
Yes, the thing is, though, because God allows us to have free will, because he doesn't want, you know, God doesn't want a bunch of zombies. He does not want a bunch of zombies.
But why he make people. The Walking Dead? And the and Bible, so, again, America, it specifically says, do not put your trust into man.
It says to trust God.
Yeah, somewhere.
It says to trust God, but you know.
Matthew. Book of Matthew.
But you know what God expects is for, you know the rules. God expects you to do the right thing. The difference between that and what Donald Trump does is
this is America. That's what the difference is.
Well, no, in his head, I only have to listen to the rules that benefit me. If they don't benefit me,
that's the whole fucking Republican Party right there. Sure.
Right. Like if the rules benefit me, then I listen. If they don't, I disregard. And
mark my words, people, mark my words. And you can use this against me if we have a lame duck president that
right,
we will not put a nomination through. That's up to the next president. Like, man, fuck out of here. So, all right, let's wrap up with this. Right. Where we stand and opinion on where we're going. I'll start by saying that. Where we stand is scary. It's better than last night, but still scary. Where we're going is exactly where we've been. Well, I know P, myself, we've been saying is do not do the mail-in votes. Do not do the mail-in votes. He's fucking with the post office. We saw that. We saw him yanking the mailboxes. Mm-hmm. we're seeing the USPS just not pay any attention to a fucking judge, a court order to do some shit. So where we're going is it's going to be Bush Gore all over again, but 10 times worse. And
I said 100 times worse. Yeah, that was like, I put that in a text message to somebody today. So, I was like, this is Bush v. Gore times 100.
I think that there is a good chance that Biden wins the election and then loses the presidency or the election via legal battles and things of that nature. I don't want that to happen, but that's what I think is going to happen.
I don't think that's not where I'm at. I think Biden wins the election. I think Trump is going to do everything in his Trumpian power to snatch and grab, but he is going to be unable to do so. And the reason why he is going to be unable to do so is, in spite of what I said about the independent legislature, state legislature doctrine, I don't think that shit go fly with John Roberts. It's definitely not go fly with the
Uncle Tom,
the three conservative with the three conservatives on the bench. And so it's like, that's four right there. All you need is one more. And Amy ain't gonna get into this thing. The newest appointed Supreme Court justice. I think she has left herself a way out. Like, you know, when they asked why she didn't weigh in before, you know, her answer was she hadn't been briefed, she wasn't up to speed. I don't think she's gonna step into any of these things.
Man.
Like,
see.
I don't particularly care for the broad. It's going to.
It shouldn't.
The Pennsylvania one has already been there. Yeah. Now, whether or not the Supreme Court actually says we're gonna hear it, I think they are. Like, there are some legitimate questions of law that they can use to get them there. But so at least two, maybe three, gonna end up in the Supreme Court. That's my prediction. But in the end, by the time all the dust settles, Joe Biden's gonna be the next president of the United States. From my mouth to God's ears, that's what's gonna happen. You heard it from me first.
And you heard me say that Trump is gonna be the president because he's gonna steal it. And all right, here's the hot round right here. Quick answers. Do you think any Republicans are going to have any balls and step up to their leader that is trying to rip American democracy apart?
Hell no.
Do you think they should? Mitch McConnell.
Hell yes. But the thing is, Mitch not going to say shit. Lindsey Graham not going to say anybody. The only people who are actively, and the crazy thing is you could say stuff now. You won, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've won. You don't have a Senate race to hide behind. You know, that was their justification. You know, I can't do this because, you know, if I go against Donald Trump, I'm probably going to lose. Now you don't have that to hide behind. Don't have it. So now you can say something, but they don't have the balls. They don't.
Man, they some damn pussies. So that wraps it up, ladies and gentlemen, because we honestly, everything is still speculation right now. We just wanted to let y'all know that we still alive. Ain't nobody died in no hurricanes and fires and over in Africa and safaris and shit. So more will be revealed. And when it is, you're going to hear from us third or fourth or fifth or sixth.
Probably. Not hear from us first. We hot on the pulse of this shit, man. From us first.
They're going to hear it on TV first. Then it's going to be on the timeline. And then it's going to be on YouTube video. And then whatever. So anyway, people, we will be back to our normal schedule at some point soon. Until then, keep up with us on social media at Black Law Podcast. And that's on all social media platforms. All of them. Keep up with me on Twitter, IG at I Am Dan on Drugs.
Yeah. And keep up with me, just Dan, on Twitter at I Tell Legalize and in my car as I go home.
From Africa. She took that shit to Africa, son. That's how much money she be balling with. She drove to Africa. That's some Dave Chappelle crazy shit right there. Yo, you see Dave Chappelle's and my next guest?
Netflix, huh? Wait, what? Yeah. No, what's about to start? Isn't Netflix that's about to start showing them from the beginning?
Oh, that's the Chappelle show. I'm talking about my next guest with David Letterman. That's some dope shit to watch.